This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with State Senator Dave Kinski to get his reaction on the first week in the legislative session. First of all, Senator, could you please just give me an overview of what you saw during the legislative session during the first week, if you would please?
The first thing we took up in this legislative session, a short one, only 20 days, is introduction of bills. By Constitution, when it is an even-numbered year, is this an even-numbered year?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to back up. Under our Constitution, we can only meet 60 days a year. 20 of those are a budget session in even-numbered years. And anything other than the budget, any bill other than the budget, it takes a two-thirds vote for it even to be introduced. So the first thing we took up is introduction of bills to see if there was some legislation that could get that two-thirds. And there were a number of those, mostly committee bills that have been worked on in the interim. And those went off to committees so that they could consider them and get them back out to the floor so we could get that underway before we began the budget. Then on Thursday and Friday, we took up consideration of the state budget. The governor submitted his budget at the end of November. The Joint Appropriations Committee marked it up, modified it. And now I and other members of the Appropriations Committee walked everybody on the Senate floor through that budget and explained it as best we could. And then on Monday begins the second reading of the budget. Every bill must go through three readings. And on Monday is also the first time that senators will have an opportunity to bring their amendments to the budget so they can put their own particular stamp on it. So it's been a very busy week, very busy, very eventful.
The elephant in the room is property tax relief. And you had discussed a bill that you were going to introduce while you were speaking to the Buffalo City Council, and that kind of piqued my curiosity. First of all, how did it do this week, and then would you kind of explain how it works?
Well, that was really an exciting moment for me. My bill, Senate File 121, Homeowners Property Tax Exemption, would give every homeowner a $300,000 credit toward houses. So, for instance, if your home had an assessed value of $500,000, you would subtract $300,000 and it would be taxed as a $200,000 home. If you have a home assessed at $300,000, subtract $300,000, it would be assessed at zero. This would make 45% of the homes in the state of Wyoming property tax exempt. Now, it costs the state about $180 million a year, but the state has collected far more than that in excess residential property taxes as a consequence of the run-up in property values. So the state will still be money ahead, but this will give relief to one heck of a lot of homeowners across the state. On introduction, it received 29 of 31 votes for introduction, so I think that's a good, strong showing. I'm optimistic we're going to get something done.
The other big news from last week was your reinstatement as chairman of the Joint Appropriations Committee. So, first of all, your reaction, and then two, why did that come about?
I think it came about because a number of my conservative colleagues felt that I was originally appointed as a conservative Joint Appropriations Committee chairman. I was removed, and they wanted me reinstated as a conservative Joint Appropriations Committee chairman. I'm gratified by their support. I appreciate the fact that I was reinstated. Now it's behind us and it's time to get back to work.
Let's talk a little bit about the senseless and tragic killing of a Sheridan police officer. It's rocked not only the Sheridan community, but Buffalo, all over the state. So what was your reaction to that, and what would you like to say to your constituents regarding that?
When I heard the news, I was just absolutely sick. It's just terrible. Law enforcement stands between us and evil and chaos. And occasionally somebody loses their life as a consequence. And we should all be absolutely grateful to Officer Krinke for what he's done for our community. And our prayers go to him and to his family. And hopefully it'll just draw us all closer together. But it's just, we were just devastated by the news. This kind of stuff is not supposed to happen in Wyoming, but sadly, evil is everywhere in the world anymore.
Governor Gordon he's supporting mental health services, and he's also come out in support of mental health initiatives. What proposals are in hand to support better mental health across Wyoming?
He asked for some extra money for the suicide hotline. He asked for some extra money for a domestic violence thing. There were some initiatives he wanted to work into the ARPA bill, but I don't think that got any legs. I wish I were more conversant on it, but honestly, I'll have to bone up on that one.
Senator, what is the tone and the nature of the session so far? Has it been contentious? Are people getting along? What is it that you've noticed so far in the first week?
I think the first week everybody's been focused on the work. There's always some disagreement and some tension beneath the surface at any body where you've got a lot of strong-willed people, but everybody's been civil. Everybody's been getting along. We've been doing the work, taking the votes. I think things are fine. I think we're going to have a good session.
Do you see any contention between the Freedom Caucus and the Wyoming Caucus or any of the sub-genres in the legislature?
You know, all that Wyoming Caucus, Freedom Caucus is on the House side. I'm down the hall on the Senate side, so I'm really not privy to what's going on there. Okay. Ultimately, you just hope everybody comes together and does the work as best they can and compromises where compromise can be found. And I'm confident that's going to happen.
That'll do it for our conversation with State Senator Dave Kinski. Thank you so much, Dave, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Aaron.